Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Washington, D.C. ought to be ashamed and embarrassed by how little has been accomplished and how much there is still to be done in keeping faith with those 20 beautiful children, sixth grade educators. There have been mental health parity insurance regulations. There has been an undetectable firearms act renewed and extended. But the measures done pale in comparison to what needs to be done to make America safer and better. And Newtown has to be more than a moment. It has to be a movement to make America the kind of country that does not have 10,000 deaths as there have been since Newtown occurred, including 194 children.
Here's Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, who says very little has changed since the shooting in Newtown a year ago. Anniversary of the Newtown school shooting, number 10 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. Welcome back into our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. This is the week of December 13th, Friday the 13th. For this week, we do, as usual, top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the folks at talkers.com. And this week, the anniversary of the Newtown, Connecticut school shooting is at number 10. The FCC and phones on planes. Ooh, number 9. This week's countdown features a conversation with Talko's Linda Thomas, talking to former NTSB Chairman Mark Rosenker about the FCC looking into this 22-year-old ban on cell phones on airplanes.
I know technology has advanced to the point where this is certainly possible. Whether or not it's appropriate is an etiquette issue. You want to talk about technology or etiquette?
Well, the technology we know has changed. The problem is etiquette has not.
Yeah.
And we're liable to really create havoc in the skies when the airline ultimately is probably going to be making the decision. I think the commission will probably at some time, maybe next year, early next year, offer this type of opportunity as it relates to no real technological interference to either the aircraft or the telecom infrastructure. And as a result of that, they're going to kick it over to the airlines to say, it's up to you, folks. You make the decision.
Maybe you can actually have an area of the plane where you pay a little bit more to not have to sit next to somebody with a cell phone. I'm sure they'll find a way.
If there's a chance to be making money in the air, the airlines are going to take advantage of it. Now, remember many, many years ago, and I'm sure you were a little girl, so you wouldn't remember this, but there actually were telephones on board aircraft. They used to call them the air phones. And you'd probably find them in a seat somewhere. You would pull it out. It was attached to a cord. You'd slip your credit card through it. And then you'd be paying something like $5 or $6 a minute to be able to make a telephone call. They were spending more money for the equipment than they were getting back in return. In this case, I think it's going to operate quite similarly to the systems that are on board the aircraft now when you, in fact, use your, have an account that would enable you to use internet. So you're not going to be able to use your cell phone freely like you do on the ground.
It's gone back and forth over the years on whether or not there is any kind of safety risk of people using these electronics on planes. Has that been definitively answered?
Yes, it actually has. And in reality, many carriers overseas in the Middle East, in Asia, and in Europe actually allow cell phone use right now. We've just been a little bit behind the power curve for a number of reasons, and at this point, as a result of the changes that the FAA made in the use of the personal electronic devices and the studies that had enabled them to make that decision, the FCC that has jurisdiction over cell phone usage is now beginning to look and say, we're going to have the debate, we are going to say the technology issue doesn't seem to exist, and at this point, it will be a public policy issue made available for the airlines to really end up making that decision.
Up next on the countdown, immigration, the NSA, and jobs, all here in the focus on our talk radio review.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling, humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kim is in a rush, and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated Falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated Falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Look, kid, you're new here, so let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Grainger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe dermos, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No, Grainger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Help yourself to the information. Passing it along free of charge. Isn't that exciting? It's free. It's free. I'm Doug Steffen. Immigration reform number 8 on the countdown this week. Here's host Greg Knapp with Bob Dane from the Federation for American Immigration Reform. They discuss Speaker Boehner's newest staff member and what the hiring may mean for the latest immigration reform bill.
Speaker Boehner has done an interesting hire on who he is saying now is his point person for immigration in the House. Tell us about this.
Yeah, I think the fox is in the hen house now. Look, one of the indicators of what will happen next year with immigration, because it's pretty much off the table now, is House Speaker John Boehner, whether he's going to want to tackle the issue and what he wants to push. He has been holding his cards, I think, very, very close, but this week, we learned he hired a woman called Rebecca Talent as his immigration policy advisor. Look, a lot of the senior lawmakers have somebody on staff who does that almost exclusively. That's not unusual. But what is this woman's background, and I think it says a lot about the direction, volumes about the direction Boehner is going to go. Rebecca Talent is a former staffer to Senator McCain. That ought to conclude the case right there. But she helped draft the McCain-Kennedy amnesty bill back in 2006. I know you remember that, as many of your listeners do. She also was the director of immigration policy at the Bipartisan Policy Center, which, at least on the immigration issue, is very, very partisan on the on pushing for amnesty and large increases in immigration. And she is certainly on record supporting virtually an unlimited flow of foreign workers. Look, this woman was not hired to twiddle her thumbs. She is a hardcore. She is well connected with the advocates of amnesty and immigration increases. And the bottom line is she's been hired to help Boehner get to that goal successfully. My guess, probably February through April time frame.
The NSA surveillance saga, number 7 on the countdown. Here's host Jimmy Barrett talking to technology expert Morgan Reed. They discuss a group of tech companies that have banded together to fight the NSA.
Now that we're finding out more and more about this, Morgan, especially how it involves the gaming world, I can see why these companies are getting more and more concerned.
Well, the real problem that we're all facing with this is that not only is the NSA coming to private companies to ask them for huge quantities of information about their users, including Americans, it's that the companies can't even disclose to their users what's going on. And that's been the huge part of the problem. At least if I can tell you, hey, Trey, you know, this is going to be a problem. You might want to know that if you do these things online, we're going to have to hand that information over to the NSA. It might be something at least you have some awareness of. But not only do they have to hand over the information, they also aren't allowed to disclose how many times the NSA requests information, what kinds of information the NSA requests. I'm not talking about specific information about individuals. They just want to say, this is the kind of stuff we're being asked for. You should know. Not allowed to. That information has been redacted by the NSA. And it's creating some huge problems for these companies, especially as they try to sell goods and services overseas. In fact, most of the major technology companies in the United States have more of their profit coming from sales overseas than they do here in the United States. Mm. And that's a good thing. We call those exports.
Right, right. And I'm sure they're very concerned about that. If nothing else, if the public at large, including people living in other countries who want to order this product, if they know that these companies, whether they are being cooperative or just forced to be cooperative or sharing information with the NSA, doesn't that make them less likely to want to buy or use their products?
Well, there's another part. The other shoe to this is the fact that although this is about the NSA, the interesting thing is that pretty much most of the European countries ask for and collect exactly the same kind of information.
The jobs report, number 6 on the countdown. From CNN, Jake Tapper talks here to financial analyst Douglas Holtz-Eakin and Austin Goolsbee about what is and what isn't in this jobs report this week.
What's the good stuff here?
Well, I think it's pretty, look, the unemployment rate went down, not because people dropped out of the labor force, but because they created a lot of jobs. It's the third or fourth month in a row that we've had better than expected, and so it's coming in pretty solid. I wouldn't get too juiced up about it. I mean, it's better than was expected, but it's about average. You know, it's in the range of 2 to 2.5 million jobs a year, which is pretty good, but we want it to be better than that.
So, Doug, I mean, Austin has a point. I mean, unemployment's at a 5-year low. Sure. The numbers and trends seem positive. This is good news, right? Or is there a dark cloud behind that silver lining?
No. I mean, on one hand, this is good news. It's a good month. It's a month where jobs went up, unemployment went down, and inside of it, we saw wages grow and hours grow and part-time work fall. All good. But it's like having one of Austin's students, you know, C after C after C after C, second semester of their junior year, they ace a quiz. Still a C student. We got a C student on our hands.
That really gets awesome. Let's go into...
I don't have any students like that. My students are great.
All of your students are A students.
He teaches in Lake Wobegon.
You should meet them. They are.
They're all above average. Austin, does President Obama deserve the credit for the good numbers we're seeing, or are these economic trends that really have very little to do with Washington?
Well, look, 95% of what happens in the economy has nothing to do with Washington. I would note that there are a lot of people who, if anything goes wrong, they want to blame the president, and if anything goes right, they say he had nothing to do with it. But, you know, I think broad trends are influenced by policy, but no one month's jobs numbers are really influenced by policy.
Up next, Pope Francis and the Iran nukes. Not necessarily together in the same story, but they'll be in the fold as the Talk Radio Countdown Show moves along.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Go. Keep your ear to the radio or to the speaker or whatever device it is that this noise is coming out of. It's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen. Number 5 on the countdown this week, Time Magazine naming the Pope, the new Pope, as the person of the year. So here's radio host Jeff Kuhner talking about whether Time made the right choice or not.
Time Magazine named the person of the year as Pope Francis. As many of you know, Pope Francis has barely been in the papacy for less than a year. He is creating a sensation in Europe, a sensation in Latin America, a sensation in Africa. He's now given a wide range of interviews to numerous media outlets, and he's now becoming, in many ways, one of the most popular, influential figures in the world. Now, remember, this is a very important point. A lot of people don't understand the meaning of the person. It used to be called Man of the Year until that was politically incorrect, so they call it now Person of the Year. But the Time Magazine's Person / Man of the Year is not the person that you think did the most good, is not the person that you think is the nicest person or the best person. It's the person who's had the most influence. It is the most influential person. So, for example, let's say you're in 1939. Obviously, the man of the year would most likely be Adolf Hitler, or maybe close second, Tojo in Japan, because on December 7, 1941, you have Pearl Harbor, which launches America. Well, actually, yeah, that's 1941. But in 1939, it would have been Hitler. In 1941, it could have been Tojo, because he launched America into the war by having the Japanese attack the United States at Pearl Harbor. So it's not best person of the year, it's the most influential person of the year, the most impactful person of the year, even if that person, in many ways, could be a very bad person or an evil person.
The number 4 item on the countdown is Iran. Host Clarence Mitchell here with Congressman Scott Perry of Pennsylvania. They discuss Secretary of State Kerry's appearing before Congress this week to talk about the nuclear weapons deal that's been hammered out with Iran, or if you prefer, Iran.
Secretary of Kerry was trying to persuade you and the other members of Congress that this is a good deal.
It's not a good deal. And, you know, look, we've already looked at the tenets of it, and anybody can tell what's happening here. You know, functionally, this president, who agrees with the last three, has been working on prevention. But it looks like with this deal, he's acknowledged that we're moving towards containment. In other words, Iran is going to have a nuclear weapon. At this point, there's no doubt in my mind that this deal moves forward. And then we're going to try and contain them like we did with North Korea. And when you find out the same negotiating team head that's handling this Iran deal worked in the Clinton administration and negotiated the deal with North Korea, you know, you say to yourself, well, how well did that work? Now, to me, that's what reasonable people say, but apparently idealistic people say, well, we failed that time, but we're going to use the same tactic and it'll work this time. And that's why we have absolutely no confidence. We know the tenets of the deal. Centrifuges keep spinning. They keep enriching. They get rid of only marginal portion, if any at all, of what they currently have. There's no reason to spin centrifuges unless you're looking for weapons-grade material. So the deal is always no more enriching. That's always been the deal, and we've walked away from that. So Iran is just buying some time. They know that once the sanctions are down, they will never come back on. And what they're trying to do is contain their population's discord with a struggling economy caused by the sanctions. We are giving that up, and we're giving up our ability to prevent them from having a nuclear weapon. It's going to create a lot of unrest in the region. It's going to create proliferation. We can't say enough against this at this point. And this is one thing where people say, why can't you members of Congress get together, Republicans and Democrats? I think this is the issue, or one of them, that will bring us together, because this is bipartisan. This is the administration opposed to the rest of the rational, common-sense thinking world.
Iran, the number four item this week on the talk radio topic list. Countdown, let's see, moving as a recap of where we are so far in this half hour. Anniversary of the Newtown school shootings, number 10. FCC and the cell phone ban on planes, number 9. Immigration reform, number 8. The NSA, number 7. Jobs report, 6. Time magazine's person of the year is 5. Iran, number 4. So, in a matter of moments, when we hustle back into your life, we'll have number 3, 2, and 1 here as the Talk Radio Countdown show rolls along.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com, or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us.
us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, second half hour of this hour of the information that we have for the week of December 9th to the 13th. 2013. We're up to number three in the countdown, the Nelson Mandela Memorial Service. Here are our hosts Rob Hunter and Carrie Dozier talking about the controversy over the president taking a selfie during the Mandela Memorial Service itself.
Who takes a selfie at a memorial? I can't believe that the president did that with the Danish Prime Minister and the British Prime Minister. That's the outcry, right, Carrie?
Have you seen the Danish Prime Minister? You'd have snuggled up, too. She'd said, hi, Rob.
Darn right,
I'm the Prime Minister of Denmark. Would you like to take a picture?
Yeah.
You'd be in her lap.
Exactly. I'd be like, what do you want to take my shirt off?
Danish
be like,
women.
You want to take my shirt off? I'm in. Now, nobody wants to see that, but I'm saying. Shoot. This is the reaction. I want to play a couple of clips of the reaction.
Okay.
Here is Glenn Beck.
All dressed in black.
Yeah, believable.
And you see, this is the disgusting.
Okay. Let's relax a second here.
From a crowd of people not invited to the Mandela funeral because you're not a world leader, the disgust and outrage.
Well, but there's a decorum that comes with funerals typically,
sort
right?
Of,
you know, that they're supposedly the right way to act. Now, so let's get back to this disgusting part.
Yeah.
If this was a funeral for a child, if this was a funeral for someone that died all of a sudden.
Young mom, cancer victim, left behind five children.
Not appropriate.
Not appropriate.
This is a memorial service, a public one, in which world leaders get together and have seen each other sometimes for the first time, sometimes for the first time in years. Mm-hmm. They're going to be jovial. Nelson Mandela lived a pretty jovial life despite the fact that he was in jail for 27 years. He got out, forgave everyone, worked with people. This was the way he lived his life. And he lived to be 95 years old. When my grandmother died, it was a sad occasion because we didn't get to talk to Mimi. Mimi died at 97.
Right.
But on the other hand, it wasn't like we were all in tears after your funeral because she was 97. We knew it was going to happen at some point. We missed the fact that we can't hear Mimi's stories anymore and eat her delicious pasta sauce.
Huh.
But we know that we were lucky because she was on this earth for 97 years. My dad got to live with his mom in his life for 64 years.
This was held in like a soccer stadium, like an outdoor place with grass on the field, because they wanted to have as many people as possible. Why? Because South Africans celebrated the life and death of Nelson Mandela. He was 95. They're dressed in traditional African garb. They're singing. They're dancing. They're ringing bells. This was not necessarily a sad occasion. Add to that,
right.
Three world leaders seated next to each other. It's like you sit down at the dinner and you've got Bono on one side and Sting on the other. You're going to take a picture. Why? Because you're kind of starstruck. David Cameron on your right and President Obama on your left. I don't care what your politics are. That's a cool moment. So she said, hey, let's take a picture. And he decided not to be a jerk and said, okay.
She explained this. This is, again, she's Ella Thorning-Schmidt, the Prime Minister of Denmark. Lots of photos were taken that day. Lots of photos were taken of Obama, and I think it was just a little fun. It also shows that even when leaders meet, we are normal people who have a good time together.
Great point.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm tired of being mad at everything.
Well, because you're not mad at everything.
I just
but
don't
sure enough,
be.
Some people are. I wonder, is there anyone who really likes the president, who thinks the president is a good guy, regardless of, you know, recent policies and health care and whatnot?
Those aside.
All that stuff. Who found this offensive? Because I think it's just people who are his political enemies who want to find something wrong with him.
Talk host Justin Barkley here with a focus on the American flag being lowered to half-mast in order to honor the passing of Mr. Mandela.
We are now in the midst here in America where every time something happens, I don't know about you if you've noticed this or not, but every time something happens anywhere, we lower the flag. It's a go-to, I don't know, it's kind of like a Facebook where you see a status and you just have to like it no matter what. People liking the status about Nelson Mandela dying on Facebook. So much, this has caused so much outrage. Facebook now talking about a sympathy button that they're going to put on posts so that people can now just say, click, I sympathize instead of I like that your grandma died. Because, you know, I don't, you won't really say I like your grandma died. I don't like that. But I see your post and I acknowledge you and I acknowledge your pain right now. And I'd like to show sympathy. I think that's what people are saying when they do that. But should that flag being lowered and the president coming out and saying, I'd like to ask everybody to lower the flag. Should that be reserved for special times? Should that be reserved for specific times? There's one sheriff in South Carolina that absolutely downright refused to lower the flag in honor of Nelson Mandela. This was on courtesy of CNN.
For what Nelson Mandela has done, I have no problem with lowering it in South Africa, in their country. But for our country, it should be the people, in my opinion, who have sacrificed for our country.
Now, while it's rare for a U.S. president to order flags lowered for a non-U.S. citizen, it has happened. George W. Bush, in fact, did it for Pope John Paul II in 2005, and Bill Clinton did it for former Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. The practice goes back to 1965, when President Johnson lowered flags for Winston Churchill.
There's a lot of flag lowering these days. I don't know. What do you think? When we lower the flag, what should be the real, I guess if you're going to, if you're going to put this in a category, why should we lower the flag? Why should the flag be lowered? And what are the times that it shouldn't be lowered? Because I think the more you do something like this, the less special it becomes. You know what I mean? The less important it becomes.
All right, so that brings us up to number two on the countdown this week, the budget deal. And we'll talk about that after we have a brief pause in the action here. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kim is in a rush, and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Look, kid, you're new here, so let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high-heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No, Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
I am Doug Steffen, listening to the review of the hot hits in talk radio. And at number two this week on the countdown, the budget deal. Here is host Ro Khan with ABC political analyst Rick Klein. They discuss how members of Congress put this deal together pretty quietly.
They very, very, very quietly did this so they could stay out of the echo chambers, right?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. They were afraid of having this looked at in a lot of close scrutiny, because whenever that's happened, nothing good has happened. So I blame two things. I blame the Obamacare debacle of giving some space to negotiators, because everyone was focused on that instead. And then, to a lesser extent, the timing of the Mandela death. Everyone gave a little bit of a spirit of bipartisanship and focus somewhere else, because I think the longer that a deal like this lingers in the public eye, the more chances people on both the left and the right have to shoot it down.
Well, but will it get done, though? I mean,
yeah, I think it will. I do think the votes are there. I think you've got this weird, basically, you have a coincidence of a bunch of different forces going on at the same time. You have Democrats who are just really weary of all these fights and want to get some room for President Obama to do anything other than shut down, showdown for the rest of his presidency. So they have an incentive to do that. And then from the Republican perspective, they just think they're better off talking about health care than government shutdown. And I think that's been proven by the last few months. So I think it's mostly just out of weariness that we stumbled towards some bipartisanship and toward a very small deal that just it is sort of a ceasefire, not a truce, in the long-term spending fight.
Well, it's kind of interesting that it's easier for them to be out there criticizing and being negative about something, which, by the way, deserves a very large share of criticism here in the Obamacare rollout and the plan itself and all the different things that were crazy surprises, than having this kumbaya moment, because aren't there going to be a lot of, especially Republicans, in the primaries who are going to have to stand by a vote that keeps the government moving when there has been so many threats to try to stop all of this?
Yeah, and this is a nightmare scenario for Republicans that are facing primaries from Tea Partiers next year. I think most of them are frequently understand that they're going to end up voting against it. Because of that, it is so much easier to be against a deal like this. But this is what bipartisanship looks like. And I think something extraordinary happened even today. Speaker Boehner saying that it was ridiculous for groups to be criticizing this deal. That he was basically calling the groups out as just using the criticism of this as a fundraising tool. He's sick of it. He's fed up. That's where the establishment of the Republican Party is. And this is a reassertion of their authority and basically just calling them out and saying, enough is enough, guys. We got to calm down. We got to get some work done. We actually have to govern every once in a while.
Talk host Matt Murphy here now weighing in. The discussion is between him and Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama about the criticisms that are being leveled against the deal itself.
You've probably seen some of the same critical analysis that I've seen of this plan, and part of that critical analysis indicated that they're claiming $85 billion in savings, and about half of those are achieved only in 2022 and 2023, which is after the period of the BCA. Isn't this the way Democrats do math in Washington? That's the way it feels, that we're all the savings are coming on the back end and all the spending's coming on the front end.
Well, I
I wish I could say differently, but unfortunately, that's bipartisan math here in Washington.
Yeah.
It's not limited to Democrats. Republicans do it, too, in order to make themselves look better. I'm one of those who tries to look at these spending bills, budget bills, continuing resolutions in a limited context. The year that I'm there, or if it's the first year of a two-year session of Congress, the 2 years that I'm there, because that's all I have control over, influence over. Anything beyond that 1 or 2 year window really is subject to the whims of a future Congress. And so it appears to me, based on that analysis, the only time I'm going to have control is next year, okay? Then there'll be another election, and we'll have another Congress that may just disregard everything that's been done. Nonetheless, for the 1 year, 1.5 year that I have influence or control, it appears that the deficit goes up somewhere in the neighborhood of $45 billion. And I'm using some qualifiers in everything I say because this thing is in a state of flux.
You have conservative commentators who are obviously not very impressed. And I know you try to do your own analysis as you just described your process by which you analyze something like this, trying to get the information into your office and absorb it. At the same time, what do you make of people like David Stockman, who is the former federal budget director, saying, quote, this is a joke and betrayal on the part of the American people? I mean, what do you make of that when you hear that type of language?
Well, from the perspective of people who put a lot of stock in the Budget Control Act and the spending caps in the Budget Control Act, certainly I would think that a good number of those people would have that impression and that viewpoint. Certainly if you're talking about, say, the analysis I try to do, which is this is the 113th session of Congress. That's the time period I ought to constrain myself to because that's the time period over which I have a vote and control. Who knows what some future Congress is going to do?
Now, let's cue into some of the talk radio caller action that we've monitored this week. What about the new budget deal?
I would have preferred to see an even lower level of spending because, as I say, my concern is the debt. And I am a Republican, but I was very dismayed by the lack of budgetary restraint during the Bush years. We will reach a point where the system will be really strained, and if we have another large recession, that's going to put a lot of pressure on everyone. And my concern is all the entitlement programs that people are much more dependent on are really going to suffer. There's going to be a real crunch.
They are not thinking about the people out there who have families with unemployment, not extending it. What would they do if we decide to put on the ballot next year everybody in America to reduce their pay and let them see how they do it and let them pay for their own insurance? How cold-hearted can this Congress be in some of the Democrats to go along with such deals that's happening? People around the world is looking at America. They talk about yesterday about the handshake of the president and everything like that. They can throw up anything to put on the news except to help bring jobs back here. If they start charging these big companies who got this money overseas in the Cayman Islands, these jobs there, we will see a difference. Charge them every week for those jobs that's overseas, and we can have money. They're hiding their money to rich people.
Even though I'm a Democrat, I see that both parties are kind of, you know, I don't see the nail on the head. We're worried about unemployment and insurance and, you know, and continuing that. There should be investments in jobs. Investments in the small farms in this country to hire people, get the money going back to the government, because eventually it will. When people sell their products, small businesses and sell their products, and women sell their products, there'll be money coming back to the government. I think that both parties don't have the right picture, and we need to revamp a lot of ideas of how we're going to turn the economy around.
Well, I think Boehner is just lying through his teeth again about this budget deal. It's not good. It actually raises taxes, but they're calling them fees instead of taxes. There's no entitlement savings. All the sequestration stuff that Republicans fought so hard for, they just let go and given up on. And Boehner has shown his spineless self again.
That leaves us number one. And that's Obamacare. That'll be the focus next. The American Care Act, whatever it is, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you want to call it. That's next because it's number one. And we'll cap the hour with that here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome down to the program that's all about what's happened this past week in News Talk Radio. It's very unique, the only program of its kind on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with the countdown. Number one this week, continuing focus on the ups and the downs of the Affordable Care Act. Here's host Ray Dunaway with legal analyst Professor David Alistair Yalouf. They discuss the changes that President Obama has made to the act itself.
I took this up a couple of months ago when this first occurred, and that was the whole idea. The Affordable Care Act was passed a couple of years ago. It was to go into effect as of the first of this year. The president has, in fact, signed a number. Would these be executive orders, David? Is that what we're talking about here? That's how you do it?
Executive orders, agreements, they're called different things. Absolutely.
Yeah. So what he's done, for example, the business mandate's delayed for a year. Of course, the provisions of the law said, look, you know, your insurance plan is going to have to meet these certain criteria. If it doesn't, then you're going to have to get rid of it and get something new. The president said, well, okay, if you want to wait another year, that's okay, too. Now, the question that some people bring up is, wait a minute, isn't the job of the executive branch to execute the will of the people represented by the legislative branch?
Well, I don't know about will of the people, but I can say the Constitution said he is supposed to, quote, take care that the laws be faithfully executed. And so there obviously are people who think that this would not be doing that. But, you know, great presidents have been doing this for really two centuries or more. They have the power to execute and implement, and they can do some implementation slowly and some implementation quickly, and it's a very hard thing for anybody to contest.
For example, in the Affordable Care Act, there were a number of provisions in there, despite the 2,000, 3,000 pages, whatever it was, as the secretary shall determine. So in other words, does that leave a little hole for the executive branch?
It leaves a little hole. There are other aspects of the legislation that might leave bigger holes. But, you know, in some ways, I hate to say this to my fellow academics, but this is the definition of an academic exercise. Because if the president does this, I mean, how can you really stop him? You can complain about him in the public forum, but, I mean, think about it. Congress would have to, because this is a statutory interpretation case, they'd have to literally pass a law making their point even clearer, and the president would veto that law. So, I mean, he's in such a strong position to do what he wants.
Talk host John Osterlin here with a discussion about MSNBC host Melissa Harris-Perry's comments that Obamacare, that word, is racist. Man, have I heard a ridiculous conversation this week. This is it. This is number one on the foolish list. Listen.
You know this woman, Melissa Harris-Perry? She's a Tulane professor. She also has a weekend show over there at MSNBC, part of the communists. Melissa Harris Perry gave us another priceless quote for the ages when she claimed that the term Obamacare was coined by racist white men to diminish and render Obama inferior and unequal. Seriously, she said that.
I want to talk today about a controversial word. It's a word that has been with us for years. Like it or not, it's indelibly printed in the pages of American history. A word that was originally intended as a derogatory term, meant to shame and divide and demean. The word was conceived of by a group of wealthy white men who needed a way to put themselves above and apart from a black man, to render him inferior and unequal, and to diminish his accomplishments. President Obama has been labeled with this word by his opponents, and at first he rose above it, hoping that if he could just make a cause for what he'd achieved, his opponents would fail in making their label stick. But no matter how many successes that he had as president, he realized there were still many people for whom he'd never be anything more than that one disparaging word. A belief he knew was held not just by his political opponents, but also by a significant portion of the American electorate. And so he decided, if you can't beat him, you gotta join him. And he embraced the word and made it his own, sending his opposition a message they weren't expecting. If that's what you want me to be, I'll be that. Y'all know the word that I'm talking about. Obamacare.
Not a joke. She really said that.
So now Obamacare is a racist term. The fun part is that you only have to go back 2 weeks to find an example of Melissa Harris Perry using a hateful term to render Obama inferior and unequal.
So I'm wondering, will there be an internecine fight around Obamacare and particularly the Medicaid expansion aspect of it?
So she just used that word. And all of a sudden, in her mind, Obamacare is racist.
Obamacare is most talked about item this week in the world of News Talk Radio. So let's go back to number 10 and go all the way through as we finish off the hour here. The anniversary of the Newtown school shooting is 10. The FCC and the cell phone ban on airplanes, number 9. Immigration reform is 8. NSA, number 7. The jobs report is 6. Time magazine selection of the Pope as person of the year is 5. Iran is 4. Nelson Mandela's memorial is 3. Budget deal is 2. And Obamacare is 1 once again this week on your Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.